What's today? It's Wednesday. Oh, happy Wednesday. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by the Daily Boost studio here today and me doing my thing. Okay, so today we're going to talk about how to be a good leader. And there's a lot of traits of leader, a lot of traits of leadership. A lot of folks are born leaders. Some learn to be leaders. I think it's a combination of the two that make you great. You have to study, right? But ultimately, I think there's one thing that will make all the difference in the world. And it's a very simple, simple thing that if you get, it'll change your world. If I can talk you into it, I will. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move, and when you start moving, you can change the world. That's what we believe movers can do, and my job here today is very simple. I mean, it's, I know you don't like it. I get it, man. I do. I know you like the show. I know you like what I do here, but here's the bottom line. Does anybody want to have to do something every single day? No! If I told you to listen 5 days a week, and most of you don't, most of you listen 2 or 3 days a week, something like that, and I said, you'll pick up a little nugget and you begin to reframe and chip away at your old identity a little bit and become a new person you want to be. And not that you should just listen to me. You should listen to a lot of people, take in lots of information. But you don't want to listen every single day. Who wants to do that? I'm not telling you to, but I'm saying the more you pay attention to what's going in your head, the more you allow your identity to be formed in a different direction, the more you'll change, the more you'll get what you want. Success is not, it's not hard. It's just a lot of hard work. That's all. It's actually really simple. We're going to talk about that today. I'm happy to have you. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com, my YouTube channel. I've been talking about it for a long time. Decided to go ahead. It's a lot of work. It's just a whole level of stuff for me. It is. It's just a lot of work. And I love to work hard. We'll talk about that today, but it's just a big deal. Okay, here's the deal. Getting some gray hair. You know, don't look on camera like I did about 10 years ago. I was like, oh man, this stinks. Why did not YouTube get incredibly popular? Well, it did. I just didn't take advantage of it. But October 10th, dailyboostpodcast.com/YouTube. You can find it. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options, hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print, hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So how to be a good leader? It's simple, simple, simple. We talked about this before, but I want to kind of shake you up just a little bit on this one because sometimes this is a different angle I've taken on before. So your hair on fire, is it on fire for success? It needs to be. That's kind of a weird metaphor, hair on fire, but people said that before, right? It means I'm hot to go. I'm ready. Look at me. I'm flaming. Let's get out there and do stuff. Is your hair on fire to get what you want? That pretty much sums up what it takes to get what you want. That's it. If you're kind of drifting through life, I kind of want to do the PK. Yeah, you know, I don't have any hard set goals. Yeah, I know I should make another sales call. Yeah. I know I should maybe say I love you to my wife a little bit more, have a successful marriage. Yeah, I know that. Remember, you are the energy in your world. If there's anything going wrong in your world, including relationships and things like that, you're the one that changes it by lighting your hair on fire and bringing that energy to the table. Watch how people keep up. You're the one. A lot of people sit back and say, Scott, what can I do for myself? This is personal development. It's called self-improvement, right? Self-growth. Self-help. Hate that term, self-help. I don't hate it. It just doesn't apply to me. But ultimately, it is that. But it's you reaching down inside yourself and then taking that energy and shoving it out the door so the world feels you and hears you. It changes everything. There's nothing you can't change if you don't do that. So here's something you've heard in the past. The faster the leader speed, the faster the pack speed. You may have heard it differently than that. That's how I spew it out today. In other words, when you go fast, when you're driven to go fast, people pick up on it. It's a success likes speed. It's very sexable, very desirable. It's just the truth, and you know it to be true. When you get moving, you start doing stuff, things happen. If you delay, if you put things off, if you have opportunity coming your way and somebody sends you an email, hey, we have this great opportunity for you, and then you take 3 weeks to get back to them, that opportunity is gone. Same time, if you have something and you reach out to somebody else and push them and they don't get back to you right away, that opportunity is gone. You have to go to somebody else. So knowing your goals and taking what I used to call, by the way, massive and perfect action always speeds up success. Now, I don't call it that anymore, although people will argue with me. They say, Scott, I like massive and perfect action. Basically, the concept of that is simply that, okay, just take massive action, like Tony said, Tony Robbins, right? And we throw imperfect in the middle of it because sometimes perfection stops you from doing things you want to do. So we threw the imperfect into it. The problem I have with that is, I like it. I do. I like an excuse, like anybody. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. It's good enough, right? Yeah, we all know that, right? And at the same time, it lingers with me as somewhat of a, an excuse. So I've changed the term now to massive important action. That always speeds up success. Because if you hear me talk about this, you'll know, and you'll hear, I think we're going to talk about later on this week, it's all about focusing on what's really important to you, doing just that and that alone until you get what you want. That's it. So when you speed up your success, when you get your hair on fire, when you decide to go fast, what happens is people all around you get caught up in their leader's belief. Whatever belief you cast, they're going to get caught up in. And you are a leader. If you walk into a grocery store with your hair on fire, motivated, fired up, you got to get those tomatoes and they got to be ripe. Got to get them now. People are going to, yeah, me too. They pick up on the enthusiasm, don't they? When you crank up your energy and your urgency, others feel your passion. They support your mission. That's how you get what you want. Have you figured that out yet in your life? You should, if you're looking around saying, why don't people support me? Why can't I get what I want? Why? Well, maybe it's you don't have enough energy and enthusiasm because people need that. 80, 90% of this world needs people like me who are silly enough to open themselves up on a podcast and be naturally enthusiastic, naturally optimistic, and still understanding life sucks sometimes. And yet, boom, come back and say, no, let's fire up. Let's go fast. Let's get stuff done. To be driven to get what you want. Are you driven? I was in an event last week. You may know Russell Brunson. I've used his software and stuff for years now. I think I was one of the first guys on board with that to use his software. Decided to go to his event, his funnel hacking event. I'm not a funnel hacker. I don't want to do that. But I want to go to the event to see what it was all about. And the very first presentation was about, are you driven or are you a drifter? It was amazing. Basically, Napoleon Hill's book, Outwitting the Devil, where that came from. Are you driven or are you a drifter? I can tell you unequivocally, 80% of the population is drifting. 20% is driven. And probably only 5% are really driven. Which one are you? Are you drifting around? You waiting for somebody to drive you? Speed of the leader, speed of the pack. That's called being driven. So when I say stand up, take a step, repeat, I'm saying get your ideas, get enthusiastic, decide how you're going to change the world, know that you can, make a decision to go after it and go do it, and be driven until you get what you want. Hang on. What's that? What if people around me are not driven? What if everybody I'm hanging out with is just kind of drifting around? What do I do, Scott? 80% of the world is drifting, waiting for somebody to come save them. I've got news for you. Nobody's coming to save them. And nobody's coming to save you except you. I'll help you a little bit. I'll motivate. I'll inspire you. I'll try to get you off your butt to go do what you say you want to do. Why wouldn't you do the things you say you want to do? Because you may be drifting. And maybe today is the day you decide not to do that. Today is the day you decide that your hair is on fire for the success you want in every area of your life. You need to go faster. And when you do, people look around you and say, there is my savior. I told you somebody was coming to save me. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? People wonder, how do you change the world? When you decide to be driven and go after it, and those folks who are waiting for somebody to save them, they see you as that person. And you can make a difference if you do that. So get out there, okay? Whatever your dreams are, fire it up. Go for it. Fire up that inner supercharger and get ready for the ride of your life. So what are we talking about tomorrow? Oh, how to get unstuck and find new opportunity. This is one we get. Most people that I talk to on the phone or Zoom or coaching calls and all the stuff I do every single week, like 20 hours of just talking to people every single week, they will say, Scott, I'm just kind of stuck. And they'll also say this, I just feel like there's more for me to do. And I said, well, maybe you are stuck. And yes, there is more. Let's fix it. No, we can? Yeah. Yeah. Give me a couple minutes. We'll work it out. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Go to motivationtomove.com/gratitude. My book's on sale, 5-Minute Gratitude Journal for Men. Be a great gift for Christmas.